This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 6, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. AirTran Airways has issued an official statement in the wake of public outcry over the treatment of 9 Muslim passengers who were removed from a New Year's Day flight. As ANN reported, 8 members of one family and a friend traveling with them to a religious retreat were pulled off AirTran Flight 175 from Washington, D.C. to Orlando. According to prior reports, passengers complained after overhearing one member of the party in a casual discussion of which seats on the plane might be the safest. But the airline now says the predicament of the 9 people was caused by the TSA and in part by the behavior of one of the passengers. Quote, later in the day, 6 of the 9 detained passengers approached the customer service counter and asked to be rebooked to Orlando. At the time, the airline had not been notified by the authorities that the passengers were cleared to fly and would not rebook them until receiving said clearance. One passenger in the party became irate and made inappropriate comments. Local law enforcement officials came over and escorted the passengers away from the gate podium. AirTran Airways complied with all TSA, law enforcement, and Homeland Security directives and had no discretion in the matter. The 9 passengers involved were all offered full refunds and may fly with AirTran Airways again after having been released from questioning and cleared by the law enforcement officials, unquote. The National Transportation Safety Board has released a probable cause report on the fatal crash of an Extra 300 near Gothenburg, Nebraska last June. 39-year-old Stanley Dunn of Fort Collins, Colorado, was reportedly on his way to an aerobatics competition and was flying a leg between North Platte Municipal Airport in Nebraska and Lewis University Airport near Chicago. The board says the plane was not equipped for IFR, and briefers warned Dunn of deteriorating conditions and developing thunderstorms along his route, and reported weather when he left North Platte was overcast at 900 and thunderstorms in the area. Radar records show erratic flight with large heading changes in the last 3 minutes before the crash. The report continues, quote, the pilot lost visual references outside due to low visibility, and the airplane entered a spin and impacted terrain. The pilot was fatally injured, and the airplane was destroyed. Marijuana was found in the pilot's luggage, and toxicological testing found the presence of marijuana in the pilot's blood and liver. The levels of marijuana found in the pilot indicate he had used marijuana within 3 hours prior to the accident and was likely impaired by its effects, unquote. The National Weather Service will host a workshop next month featuring seminars specially tailored for aviation weather forecasters, airport managers, airline representatives, medevac personnel, and general aviation pilots. The workshop is an all-day event and will be held February 26th at the Lexington County EMS Operations Center in South Carolina. Seminars will feature presentations by the National Weather Service, the Aviation Weather Center, the Meteorological Development Lab, the University Collaboration for Atmospheric Research, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, Chesapeake Aviation Training, Delta and United Airlines, Columbia Metropolitan Airport, and LifeNet South Carolina. If you'd like to go or need directions, see the text version of this story at aero-news.net for directions and instructions on how you can RSVP. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Who knew crocodile was so fattening? IATA says airlines will post more losses in 2009. And here's a guy who should know all about airframe icing. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Bob Poole, Director of Transportation Studies at the Reason Foundation. Bob has advised several U.S. administrations on transportation and comments about what's ahead under the Obama team. And if you haven't done it already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.